Антон Павлович Чехов. Overdoing it. Глеб Гаврилович Смирнов. Alan Surveyor arrived at the station of Gnilushki. He had another 20 or 30 miles to drive before he'd reach the estate, which he'd been summoned to survey. If the driver weren't drunk and the horses went bad, it would hardly be 20 miles, but if the driver had had a drop and his steeds were worn out, it would mount to a good 40.
Tell me, please, where can I get post horses here?
The surveyor asked of the station gendarme.
What? Post horses? There's no finding a decent dog for 70 miles round, let alone post horses. But where do you want to go, anyway?
To Devkina, General Khochotov's estate.
Well, go outside the station. There are sometimes peasants in the yard there. They will take passengers.
The surveyor heaved a sigh and made his way out of the station. There, after prolonged inquiries, conversations and hesitations, he found a very sturdy, sullen-looking, pock-marked peasant wearing a tattered grey smock and bark shoes.
"You've got a queer sort of cart,"
said the surveyor, frowning as he climbed into the cart.
"There's no making out which is the back and which is the front."
"What is there to make out? Where the horse's tail is, that's the front, and where your owner is sitting, that's the back."
The little mare was young, but thin, with legs planted wide apart and frayed ears. When the driver stood up and lashed her with a whip made of cord, she merely shook her head. When he swore at her and lashed her once more, the cart squeaked and shivered as though in a fever. After the third lash, the cart gave a lurch. After the fourth, it moved forward.
"Are we going to drive like this all the way?"
asked the surveyor, violently jolted and marveling at the capacity of Russian drivers for combining a slow tortoise-like pace with a jolting that turns the soul inside out.
"We shall get there,"
the peasant reassured him.
"The mare is young and frisky. Only let her get running and there is no stopping her. Now, cursed brute!"
It was dusk by the time the car drove out of the station. On the surveyor's right hand stretched...